This is the BBC.
You're listening to The Archers Omnibus from BBC Radio 4.
Oh, good Lord, but it's nippy tonight. A man could freeze to death out here.
These high heels weren't designed for gravel.
Take my arm.
Oh, thank you, darling.
Oh, you're looking especially lovely tonight.
Oh, well, the wind's playing havoc with my hair.
I shall be the envy of every man at the ball.
Come on, darling. Let's get inside before I ice over.
Well, far be it from me to say I told you, sir, that if you'd worn a coat...
Oh, what, and squashed my new dress?
Which, I will admit, is very beautiful.
Just then, I'm so pleased to see you.
Oh, hello, Shula.
Yes, hi. I've got a bit of a problem, Justin. I wondered if you might be able to help.
Oh, yes?
That odious man...
Ha! Matt Crawford?
Who else?
What's he done now?
Been going on at me all week for a ticket to the ball.
What?
And now he's disappeared.
Disappeared?
Checked out. He's gone.
Well, isn't that good news?
Well, yes, it is, except that...
Well, I must say, Shula, you've got the place looking gorgeous.
Oh, thanks. He was going to present the top raffle prize, you see, Justin. Insisted on it, in fact.
What is the top prize?
A Ryan Cruise for two.
Oh, how lovely.
The fact is, he's left me in a hole. I asked Oliver if he'd make the presentation, but he doesn't feel up to it. And Brian says he did more than his bit at the village fete.
Well, the Hunt Ball's a bit different.
Oh, so I was wondering, would you mind stepping in?
As your third choice.
Oh, I'd have asked you first, of course, but you weren't here.
Oh, surely he's not offended, are you, darling?
Not a bit. I shall be honoured to help.
Oh, you're a star. Thank you so much. I'm sorry, I've got to dash. Thanks again.
Well, there's a girl in need of a very stiff drink.
How about this girl on my arm?
Oh, yes, please.
Is that your phone?
Oh, it can go to voicemail. Lead me to the G&T.
I'm at the pub. The taxi for the airport will be here at 9:30. If you prefer, I'll get the cab to pick you up. I need you to come with me, Lillian. I need you beside me. I love you, Pushka. Another malt, please, Nick.
Oh, you finished that one quick.
And I'd like you to store my cases behind the bar, if you don't mind.
Why?
Because I need to visit the gents.
Oh, no problem, just leave them there. I'll keep an eye on them.
I'd feel happier if they were safe behind the bar.
Well, not a lot of space back here, I'm afraid.
It's not a big thing to ask.
Look, you'd be better off asking Kenton.
What's your problem?
I'm just about to go off shift. Whiskey, was it?
Yeah, make it a double. How about you, Tom? Drink with me?
Don't think he heard you.
Ah, yeah, perfectly well. Rather keep me money in my pocket anyway.
Well, if you got any loose change, we'd be grateful for a donation in the fireworks jar.
What? You're asking for my help?
For the kids.
But you won't help with my cases.
I told you, I'm about to go off shift.
Fiver in the jar?
I'm not sure.
Tenner.
All right, give him here, then go in the bottle store.
I need you beside me. I love you, Pushcat.
Important call?
No. Someone offering me accident insurance.
Accident insurance this time of night? Well, let me guess. It's Matt Crawford.
I don't know what you mean.
I think you do.
Has Adam been... I didn't ask him to call me Ian.
Okay, so why lie about accident insurance?
I don't know. It was silly. Please don't look at me like that.
Has your boyfriend mentioned the shouting match he had with Adam last week?
He's not my boyfriend.
Adam was defending your honour.
How do you mean?
Oh, come on, Lillian. I mean, do you think you have any honour worth defending?
Ian, I've had so many compliments on the meal.
Thanks, Sheila.
I love the balsamic glaze on the beef.
Yeah, that one tends to be a crowd pleaser.
And Lexi's doing a wonderful job keeping everything on track.
Yeah, I'll pass on the compliment.
Oh, Elizabeth, that dress is gorgeous. Oh, excuse me. Where did you get it?
Well, I must get back to Justin.
Next year. Remind me not to allow Alice to twist my arm into entering the hunting horn competition. I was no match for Chris.
Yeah, his lungs are a bit younger than yours.
If only I weren't so competitive. Hated him beating me.
If you'll excuse me, gentlemen.
Oh.
You having a good time?
We're doing my best. At least Matt Crawford's not here.
Yeah, maybe not. But he's still not letting go of Lillian.
I thought he'd left the country.
Apparently not. He's been calling her.
Why?
Well, who knows?
I wish that man could just disappear. Ian, how can I have been so stupid?
Well, you're not still worrying about the Roy. I mean, look, you had words, so what? Let it go.
Yeah, I'll try.
That was an excellent speech.
Oh, best I could manage off the cuff.
Oh, the hunting theme was spot on. Tracking down your prey, going in for the kill. Alistair and I were very impressed.
I'm glad to have helped. Where is Alistair?
Sampling the Grey Gables whiskies, I believe.
I must say, Christine was very chuffed to win that cruise.
Yes.
Oh, Lillian, darling.
Hello, darling. Enjoying yourself?
I was, until Lily Pargeter invited me to dance.
Oh, tell me you didn't refuse a gorgeous young girl like her.
I told her I'd have to check with my fiancé.
You know, I just bumped into Freddie and Nolly, both of them straight off the bucking bronco and laughing like drains. How about you, Shula? You enjoying yourself?
I will be when I stop feeling cross with Matt.
Forget him. We have, haven't we, darling?
Oh, look, Jenny's waving me over. I expect she wants to talk about our plans for Mum's birthday. Back in a jiff.
Lillian, your bag! Oh, well, I dare say she won't need it.
Right, next on my list, I need to check the DJ's ready for his next set. Oh, is that Philip Moss?
Yes, I spotted him a couple of minutes ago coming out of the casino, an enormous smile on his face.
Oh, maybe he's struck lucky. I'll go and have a quick word.
Oh, sure. Sorry, I was just wondering what time you're wanting the survivor's breakfast.
Oh, can I get back to you on that?
Yeah. Oh. That was a fabulous supper, Ian.
Oh, I'm glad you liked it.
Lillian and I are extremely fortunate to have you on board for the wedding catering.
Thank you.
We've come to think of you and Adam as real friends.
Justin, about Lillian?
Yes?
Do you know that Matt Crawford's been calling her?
I'm not sure I understand what you're talking about.
Look, I caught her picking up a message from him earlier this evening.
You caught her?
He's manipulating her, Justin. You need to stop him.
Do I?
I know what it's like to be betrayed. I'm sorry. I've overstepped. I'm sorry.
Oh, where's Ian?
Gone.
I thought he wanted to talk about the survivor's breakfast.
Oh, that's Lillian's phone. Perhaps I ought to see who it is. Would you mind if I...
No, go ahead. I expect he's gone back to the kitchen.
Oh, Lillian, darling, you've picked up. Thank you.
This means you're coming with me. What do you want to do about the taxi? You come in here. Talk to me, Pushcat. Talk to your tiger. Lillian, you there? Lillian?
Is Matt all right?
Not sure. Been hitting the whiskey like it's going out of fashion. Me and Tom been throwing daggers at one another all night. Anyway, I'm off to get Poppy, if that's all right.
Yeah, sure. Thanks, Nick.
Still want me to work Halloween?
Oh, yes, please.
I've had a couple of people ask if it's going to be a costume party.
Well, if they want to dress up, they're welcome.
Yeah, and there's been a lot of interest in the Halloween cocktails.
Ooh, excellent.
I'll be on my way then, see how Poppy is.
Well, hope she's okay.
Yeah, she's probably eaten too much chocolate and Nan's and made herself sick.
Yeah, well, all the same.
Yeah, thanks. Oh, and while I think of it, Matt's already settled his tab. Bye, Matt.
Another whiskey, Kenton, please.
I thought you'd settled up.
I'd like another scotch, please.
Or I could do you a nice cup of
whiskey.
Right you are.
Joey, you ever been in love?
Well, of course, you're speaking to a happily married man.
Yeah, I mean, really in love. The sort of love that casts everything else into the shade.
Are you sure you don't want a coffee?
Life's so short, Kent.
Yeah, so they tell me.
We have a duty. A duty, I tell you, to grab our happiness wherever we can. Hold it tight. Never let it go.
Yeah, I tell you what. How about you get some fresh air for a couple of minutes and then come back in for your drink?
Why would I want to do that?
Clear your head. Look at the stars.
Contemplate the meaning of life.
If you like.
Actually, Ken, that's not a bad idea. Yeah, the meaning of life.
What are you doing out here?
Breathing.
I thought you were enjoying the party.
I'd enjoy it more if I had my husband by my side. Oh, you have to work, I understand that. But I just feel... I'll be happier once I know Matt Crawford's safely out of the country.
Oh, forget him. I mean, you haven't seen Alistair by any chance?
Last spotted in the disco, throwing some rather alarming shapes with Mum.
Shula's been looking for him.
Ian, would you mind very much if I went home?
Well, come on, it's not that bad.
I'm just not in the mood. I'll call a cab.
No, sure, take the car. I'm going to be here until someone godly hour, assuming you're sober.
Hello, you two?
Lillian, look, I'll see you in the morning, Adam. I'll try not to wake you when I come in.
I'll try not to wake you when I go out.
You got a deal?
Adam, Ian said something about... when he mentioned you and Matt last week. He said you were defending my honour.
It was nothing.
Well, thank you, anyway.
The sooner that man's safely in Central America...
the better, yeah. Anyway, why are we wasting time talking about him? Can I tempt you to shake a leg?
Sorry, Lillian, I'm bailing.
Why?
It's not a lot of fun without a partner.
Tell me about it. I can't find Justin anywhere.
Where's Matt?
He said he was going outside to wait for his cab.
In the garden? Well, he's not there now.
The village green, perhaps?
Right.
Justin?
Yes?
Look, I know he's a pain in the behind, but you do know he's leaving Ambridge tonight, going back to Costa Rica.
That man is bothering Lillian. He's still bothering Lillian. He needs teaching a lesson he won't forget.
No, he's just a sad old geezer. If you could have seen him earlier, you'd have felt sorry for him.
I hardly think so.
Really, Justin, Matt's lonely. He's a fantasist. Whatever he's got going with Lillian, it's all in his head.
You think so?
I can see that he can be irritating.
Irritating? He's a bit more than that.
Yeah, but he doesn't matter. Don't give him the satisfaction of letting him know that he's getting to you.
Darling, please pick up the phone. I am coming to get you and whisk you away. We've got so much ahead of us, Puska, our whole lives. I love you. Dip your lights, you idiot!
On the phone again, Lillian?
I'm trying to call Justin.
Really? Justin?
You haven't seen him, I suppose. I'm starting to worry.
About Justin?
Ian, please stop saying Justin like that and please stop giving me that look. I know what you think about me and Matt Crawford, but you're wrong.
Whatever you say, Lillian.
Matt Crawford means nothing to me. Do you hear? Nothing. You just disappeared.
Oh, how many more times? I wasn't feeling well.
You could at least have told me you were leaving.
I couldn't find you.
Driving off without a word?
I could feel a migraine coming on.
And that's another thing. If you were getting a migraine, why were you driving the car?
I just wanted to get home.
I could have driven you.
Lillian, you were nowhere to be found. Now, can we drop this, please?
You've still got a sore head.
As it happens, yes, I do.
Me too. Oh, perhaps this'll make me feel better. Ugh. Look, I'm just saying, darling, I was worried about you.
I phoned you, didn't I?
I didn't hear it ring.
Yeah, look, I think we've exhausted this topic now.
Do you like a coffee?
No, thank you.
Tea?
No. Then, if you don't mind, I think I'll do some work in the office. Aren't you going to answer it?
It's an unknown caller. Hello? Yeah, that's me. Why? What's happened?
Yeah. The ball was goat.
The ball was a goat?
Not a goat, Gogo. Goat.
Oh, you've lost me.
Greatest of all time.
Oh, I see. An acronym.
The Bucking Bronco was amazing.
In my day, a ball was for dancing.
What do you want me to do with these leaves?
Oh, would you mind putting them in the garden bin, Nolly?
Of course. I'm not Lutando now.
Oh, but you've always been Nolly to me. Here, let me open the lid.
Did you hear about Aunt Christine winning the big raffle prize?
The cruise? Oh, yes. She was very pleased with herself this morning.
Will you be going with her?
Well, we'll have to see if she asks me. Thank you for calling round, dear. This has been a great help.
No problem.
But if you don't mind me saying, I was under the impression you were starting college today.
Yeah, first lesson this afternoon. It's going to be so boring.
Oh, you might be pleasantly surprised.
Everything round here is boring. Ambridge is boring, Borchester's boring, my mother's very boring.
I'm sure Kate does her best.
Grandma's boring, Granddad's boring, even you, Coco, you're boring too.
Oh, Nolly, you are a mischief.
No lutando.
Oh, please, dear.
All right, you can call me Nolly, but only you.
Oh.
Hello there, Mom. Hello, Nolutando. Kate's asked me to take you to college.
See, what did I tell you? Boring.
Well, it must have been a very important phone call for you to take it out in the hall. Or perhaps it was something you didn't want me to hear.
It's Matt.
Hmm? What did he want?
Apparently I'm his next of kin.
Mm-hmm.
Suppose he never bothered to change it. It was a hospital. He's in intensive care.
Well, what's happened?
I'm not altogether sure. I tried to concentrate on what the nurse was saying, but intensive care?
Well, did they tell you what happened?
Someone found him, a taxi driver, I think they said. He was in the hedge, lying on the ground.
So he was in some kind of accident?
He called the ambulance. The person who found him, a taxi driver, I believe.
Yeah, you said that already.
Where did I put my bag? I have to go to the hospital.
Why?
Well, I'm his next of kin.
That's ridiculous.
Have you seen my bag?
Well, is he badly hurt?
Of course he's badly hurt, Justin. He's in intensive care. My car keys are in my bag. Where's my bag?
No, I'll drive you.
No, there's no need.
You go upstairs and get dressed. I'll be waiting by the front door.
Go on.
Matt'll be all right. He's always all right.
Will you look at Hilda, Nolly?
Nolutando.
Well, she's rubbing against your legs. She likes you.
You've got some really cool records here, Coco.
Have you finished your lemonade? Oh, it's time we were on our way.
So much Frank Sinatra.
I haven't played those records in years.
You mustn't be late, Nolutando. First impressions are very important.
Which one shall we put on?
Oh, I'm afraid there's no stylus in the gramophone.
What's a stylus?
A needle for playing the record. It went blunt, and I'm not sure how to replace it.
So you can't listen to your records?
Oh, come on, chop, chop.
I used to enjoy a little Frank Sinatra.
What was your favourite track?
Now, let me see, Nolly.
Nolutando.
I know. The best is yet to come.
Nolutando, we really do have to go. Hello?
I've got something for you.
Oh, for me?
You ready?
Lillian,
what for?
Just slow down.
Now, here we go.
Take a deep breath and start again.
What's this?
Oh, the best is yet to come.
Oh, my God.
On your mobile telephone? How did you do that?
It's easy.
Well, look after yourself, Lillian. Oh,
I say, Nolly, clever girl. Hey, listen to this, Jennifer.
Oh, turn that off, Nolutando.
I'm listening.
Nolly. Oh, that was Lillian.
Oh, yes.
There's been an accident. A very serious accident.
Oh, Miss Relia.
Oh, hello, Harrison. I expect you're here for Matt Crawford.
Oh, as it happens, yeah.
Well, then you've had a wasted journey. I understand he's in a coma.
Oh.
Can I tempt you to a cup of this disgusting coffee?
No, thank you.
I'll have the oxtail soup, I think, next time.
I'm surprised to see you here.
Why?
Well, you and Matt, you know.
Oh, well, it's true. I'd prefer to be almost anywhere else in the world, but for reasons best known to himself, Lillian is still down as Matt's next of kin. So the hospital naturally called her, and I naturally drove her here.
Ah, of course. Sounds like he's lucky to be alive.
Mm. Where did the accident happen?
The lane between Ambridge and Grey Gables.
Right.
Yeah, there's been a few deer run over on that stretch recently.
Mm. A hit and run, was it?
Too early to know, but traffic investigators will be able to tell us more when they finish the work.
What are they looking for?
Tyre tracks, mostly, to determine speed and direction of travel, paint, if the vehicle hit anything, broken headlights, that sort of thing.
And I dare say you'll be checking CCTV and so on?
Such as there is in Ambridge.
Right.
There's none on the bend itself, obviously.
No, it's a bad business.
Yeah, it is indeed.
Oh, Justin.
Oh.
I came as soon as I could.
Hello, Harrison.
Mrs. Aldridge.
I'm sure Lillian will be very pleased to see you.
Where is she?
She's on the ward with Matt.
Can you hear me, darling? Pusscat here. Your Pusscat. I'm afraid you've been in the wars, sweetie. But everything's all right. Don't worry. You'll soon be back on your feet and as beautiful as ever. You're in intensive care. It's very, high-tech. And there's a big desk in the middle of the ward. That's where the sister's sitting. You've got a very lovely nurse. She's been filling in your charts. A blonde, darling. Her name's Dominika. From Poland. Her job is just you. Nobody else. You are safe here, my love. They're taking wonderful care of you. Oh, Tiger. That last message of yours. Were you on your way to Grey Gables to gatecrash the ball and whisk me away? You silly man. I'm sorry, darling. The doctor's beckoning. I think she wants to have a word. You stay here, sweetie. And I'll be right back. Yes, Doctor?
How's the oxtail soup?
Oh, is that what it is?
I'm afraid I have to get back to the station. Mountain of paperwork. Will you give Lillian my,
best wishes?
Yeah, quite.
You would like us to let you know if he comes round?
No need. Hospital will take care of that.
Very well.
Right, I'll be off then.
Oh, what a relief.
Oh, absolutely. How's Lillian bearing up?
Well, shocked, obviously.
Well, yes.
Did you enjoy the ball?
Oh, I should say so. What a night. And to be absolutely honest, Brian and I were a little bit delicate this morning. But we thought your speech was a triumph, by the way.
No, you're too kind.
Well, I tried to find you to tell you, but I...
No, I left early. I had one of my migraines.
Oh, bad luck. Oh, they can be so horrid. How are you feeling now?
Oh, not too bad.
What a bore to get one last night. Mm. It was one of the best hunt balls ever, if not the best. Enormous success. I said so to Shula when I bumped into her this morning, and it went right over her head. Face as long as a wet weekend. You'd think she'd suffered a terrible flop instead of basking in what everybody agrees was a real night to remember.
A night to remember.
Is it disrespectful, I wonder, talking about the hunt ball in a place like this? With Matt close by and hooked up to machines, I dare say, and all of them going bleep. Oh, I shouldn't make light. No, I'm not making light. What's happened is shocking. It's terrible. But there's almost a sense about it, don't you think? Mm. I wouldn't say this to anybody else but you. A sense of what Kate would call karmic justice.
You think so?
Well, the truth is, Justin, Matt's been getting worse than ever over the past few months. He's become completely insufferable. And if something like this had to happen to anyone, then it's good that... No, not that I'd wish it to happen to anyone, of course. Not even to him. But you... Oh, Lillian.
Jenny, I didn't know you were here.
Oh, how are you?
I'm fine.
How's Matt?
I've just been talking to the consultant. Mm-hmm. Nice woman. Disconcertingly young, but...
What's the damage?
Damage?
What did she say?
She says he has several broken ribs, a collapsed lung, severe soft tissue damage and, head injuries.
Oh. Is there any, you know, any
brain damage? Well, she says she can't be sure. They've had to place him in a medically induced coma. Oh. They'll know more when he regains consciousness. If he regains consciousness.
If?
She was frank. Very frank. We can't know the outcome at this stage, and she says we should... Well, her advice is to prepare ourselves for the worst.
Anyone word on how Mac's doing?
Has he come round yet?
I don't know. I've tried calling Lillian, but she's not picking up. The way people speed through the village, it's a surprise we don't have more accidents.
But it's a terrible bend where he was hit.
Jolene's right. If they'd kept to the speed limit, whoever it was, there wouldn't have been a problem. That's why Lindy set up Speed Watch.
£10, please.
People don't seem to understand that speed limits are there for a reason. Thank you, Nick.
Thanks.
Ready for another, Alice?
Ooh, definitely. Oh. When I can decide which one.
How is the wolf's blood?
Very tasty, if a little on the viscous side. Oh. What are you drinking, Robert?
What am I drinking, Jolene?
That'd be the special. The dark and stormy killer punch.
Very acceptable.
Yeah, it was okay. But I think I want to try the witch's brew.
Coming up.
Good crowd in tonight, Jolene.
Yeah, not bad.
It's a shame not many came in fancy dress.
Well, we didn't advertise it as a costume party this year.
I wouldn't be here if it was. I hate fancy dress.
Now, why doesn't that surprise me?
Sorry?
Nothing.
Elizabeth told me about the dress you wore to the ball, Alice. Sounds amazing.
Oh, my mum thought it was a bit low cut. Kept saying I looked cold and would I like to borrow her stole. A pint for Chris, please, Jolene.
Right. Sounds like a great night.
Oh, the best, actually.
In fact, I'm not that keen on Halloween.
Sorry?
An American import, in my opinion. I much prefer bonfire night.
In that case, you'll be happy to put some money in the fireworks jar.
Already done, dear lady.
Oh, and after this, I shall have a blood peach Bellini.
Oh, you're working your way through everything on the list.
I see it as my sacred mission.
Just a thought, Robert, but with what's happened, perhaps you could have a recruitment drive for the Speedwatch team.
Ah, that's not a bad idea.
I think it's a great idea.
I'll talk to Linda.
Talk to Linda. Jim reckons it's her name was really on the ballot paper. Vote Robert Snell, you get Linda Snell.
What are you drinking, Emma?
Oh, nothing, thanks. I'm driving. I meant to ask her. I heard Poppy wasn't very well.
Oh, it's nothing. Just the tummy bug going round school. You sure you won't have just one drink?
No, don't think so. Not after what happened to Matt.
Well, we do have a non-alcoholic punch.
Oh, go on then.
But Emma, do you think they're over the limit then? The driver?
Oh, who knows? But you know what? I am fed up with this Speedwatch nonsense. Robert is no more than Linda's puppet. And this village has been ruled by that woman for long enough. Back in a sec.
Your Speedwatch didn't stop Matt Crawford being hit, did it?
Evening, Emma. You're quite right, but at least Linda and I and the Speedwatch team are doing something.
You're wasting your time. What we need is proper speed cameras.
I couldn't agree more, but where's the money coming from? It's all very easy to come up with ideas, but there's no magic money tree, is there?
Don't take that tone with me.
I don't know what you mean.
That's enough, you two. No politics, not tonight. Have some respect. There's a man in hospital fighting for his life. Oh, Justin. Hello.
Evening, everybody. Lillian not here yet?
No, I haven't seen her.
She must have been held up.
Can I get you a drink?
Yes, a drink. Thank you, yes.
One of our Halloween cocktails?
Why not? Yeah, but what's that you're drinking, Robert?
What's it called again, Jolene?
Yeah, that one's the Dark and Stormy Killer Punch.
Artificial flowers?
Not any old flowers, they're lilies. And they're not artificial, they're silk.
I think they're polyester, actually. I still don't know why you didn't take up my offer of staying at mine. And Kirsty wouldn't have minded.
I told you, Roy, I don't want to rush things. I'll be quite happy at Grey Gables.
Well, if you change your mind.
You're very sweet, but it's fine, honestly. They look very lifelike, don't they?
But they're not real.
So they won't drop their petals.
Okay. If you like them, get them. It's your room.
It's your money.
It's Grey Gables' money.
This is so kind of Kathy.
Kindness doesn't come into it. She was embarrassed when I showed her the state of the room they'd given you. So, what next?
We've got the paint, the bedside lamp, two cushions.
Well, if you want to have them along the wall on your bed in the daytime, you're going to need more than two.
They're not cheap.
Two is not enough.
Well, if you're sure. They were in aisle 6, I think. It's very enjoyable to spend Grey Gables' money.
Kathy says it's cheap at half the price for a star like you. Oliver's been very lavish in his praise, apparently.
For me?
Mm. He saw you at the ball, dealing some idiots on the bucking bronco.
Ah, the rugby boys. They were just overexcited puppies who needed a bit of fresh air.
Well, and then you stayed on for the survivor's breakfast.
I was starving. Anyway, I was having fun.
Now it's full steam ahead to Christmas. Here we are. Cushions. How many?
Two?
No, four.
You're the boss.
Which just leaves us with the curtains.
Yes.
And the faces, because?
The ones you pointed out.
Yeah, the brown ones. You don't like them?
I'd prefer a blind at the window. But if you really want me to have the brown curtains...
No. The curtains are horrible. You must have whatever you want.
No change, then?
Well, not according to Lillian, and I spoke to her at lunchtime.
Yeah, but he is going to pull through.
It's touch and go, I believe.
Oh, poor Matt. Yeah, it makes you think. Not one of us knows what lies ahead.
Indeed. Is that clock right?
Yeah, more or less, I think.
Where's she got to?
Well, still no word.
Well, she has to turn her phone off in the hospital. I dare say she hasn't turned it back on. But our arrangement was very clear.
Well, perhaps she's been held up by the partial road closure.
Possibly.
You know, someone was saying earlier that the sequencing's gone a bit haywire.
Or perhaps she's had an accident now.
Oh, I'm sure she's fine.
Oh, I wish she'd get in touch.
You could send her a text.
No, I've already left her two phone messages.
It's worth a try, though, isn't it, Justin?
When you've got a moment, Nick, please, two more of those dark and stormies.
Be right with you.
Not much of a Halloween party, is it?
I'd say they've pitched it exactly right.
They've not exactly pushed a boat out, decoration-wise.
Oh, I like the hanging stars.
But where are the cobwebs? Where are the broomsticks? And why's the punch in a glass bowl?
It's a perfectly adequate glass bowl.
It should be a cauldron, and we should all be dressed up.
Dressing up's for children.
Yeah, yeah.
They could have had a box of stuff in the corner for us to help ourselves.
What do you have in mind?
A few hats, some masks, usual stuff. Ghosts, vampires, evil clowns.
I don't think people have the appetite, Alice. After robbing that Joker mask last year.
And with the accident the other night, it might not seem very respectful.
I want to get dressed up.
Well, no one's stopping you.
But excuse me a minute, ladies. Emma,
I can't stop.
I just wanted to say earlier I offended you.
I'm fed up with people talking down to me like I'm a kid.
I can understand that, and I'm sorry.
It's not some sort of game, you know. Me standing for the parish council. Just because you're a few years older than me don't mean your opinions matter more than mine.
Now, I don't want any ill feeling between us, Emma. Can I buy you a drink?
No, Tat, I'm driving.
They've got a non-alcoholic punch.
No, thank you. I tried that already. It was disgusting.
Lemonade, perhaps. Fizzy water.
Go on, then.
When you got a moment, Nick?
With you shortly.
Lindy was telling me the non-alcoholic punch has a rather picturesque name.
Yeah. Bloodthirsty Virgin.
In Bulgaria, Halloween is getting bigger every year. The children love it.
Yeah, same here.
The church does not love it.
No?
The priest said it's not a real feast. To celebrate Halloween is to celebrate evil.
No, it's just an excuse for a bit of fun.
I agree, but I am not a priest of the Orthodox Church.
Here we are, then.
Who's that?
Ooh, looks like Chris. And the girl crouched on the ground. Yeah, now that's Alice.
She does not look very well.
One too many Halloween cocktails, I'd say. Probably just needed to clear her head. You ready?
Sure.
Or we could go back to mine. There's some pesto sauce in the fridge and some cold chicken. Spaghetti. Salad. And Kirsty's out. We could eat in front of the fire. What?
What?
We have spent the last couple of hours choosing cushions and fabrics and paint.
Yeah, and don't forget the artificial lilies.
Now, you are suggesting we skip a party for a quiet night in?
Are you calling me middle-aged?
Spaghetti in front of the fire. It sounds, how can I put it, delightful. I can't think of anything I would like more.
Chris says we ought to go home.
Oh, is he not enjoying himself?
Not on the cocktails. That's his problem.
Well, it's his business with Matt. It's shaking everyone up.
But I am. So I'm going to have another dark and stormy, please.
Well, perhaps I'll just go home.
Hang on a bit longer, Justin. She'll walk in the door any minute.
It's quite an effort. Knocking on doors, putting on a big smile.
Agreeing with everyone.
Anyone giving you any problems?
Bit of frost here and there. You?
A couple of weeks back, I was caught out on an amendment to the local development plan.
Brian Aldridge.
Probably just stirring things.
Maybe, but I didn't know what he was talking about. I felt such a fool.
Hilary Noakes had a go at me yesterday about the parish council wasting money on fireworks.
I don't think it's a waste.
Me neither.
What did you say to her?
I smiled and said if I got voted on, I'd be sure to examine extremely carefully every item on the annual budget.
Ambridge today, Westminster tomorrow.
Ambridge will do me.
Well, I'm going to do everything I can to beat you, Emma. But all the same, I wish you luck.
And the same right back at you, Robert.
From Lillian?
Yes.
Yeah, what did I tell you?
I don't know. It's been a long day at the hospital. Mm-hmm. She's tired and not in the mood for a party.
Been there all day, has she?
Yeah, well, she's got a good heart.
Her heart might be good, but she needs her head examining.
Alice.
The way that man treated her. She shouldn't even talk to him, let alone sit by his bedside. Still, Justin, it's like they say, treat him mean, keep him keen.
I beg your pardon?
I feel sorry for you.
Chris!
And I don't blame you at all.
Chris, I think Alice needs you.
Blame me?
Know what, Jolene? It's a real shame you didn't have a costume party this year. Because then Justin could have come as the Grim Reaper. I mean, even if it wasn't you, Justin, someone taking Matt out like that saved you having to do the job. What did I say?
You really think that Mum will like having her birthday dinner at Grey Gables?
She'll love it.
But is it special enough?
Yes.
Only I was wondering about checking if they might have a cancellation at La Femme du Monde.
I'm sure she'd prefer Grey Gables.
Well, yeah, perhaps you're right.
Ian will enjoy making a fuss of her and doing something special. Pip, on a break?
Oh, I needed one. Oh, hi, Jennifer.
Oh, not another gloomy face. Everybody seems in the dumps today. I just passed Shura outside, and every time I've seen her since the ball, she's been looking as miserable as this weather.
Is there any flapjack, Gran?
In the tin.
She shall be basking in her triumph.
Oh, chocolate flapjack. Brilliant.
Brian's no better. Moaning on about the courtesy car the garage has given him while they're fixing his. And oh, Adam hasn't had a smile for anyone all week. And that's before I even get started on Lillian and Justin. Lillian's supposed to be planning a wedding. You'd think that would make her smile. I haven't even had an invitation yet.
Would you like some flapjack, Jennifer?
Lovely thought, but no, thank you, Pip. I'm on my way to see Mum. And thanks for the advice, Jill.
You're very welcome.
Well, bye, both.
Bye.
Oh, this weather.
Coffee or tea?
Hot chocolate.
As well as chocolate flapjack?
Yeah, it's a chocolate sort of day.
Sit down, love. I'll make it.
Oh, thank you, Gran. Why was Auntie Shula here earlier?
Wanted a bit of tea and sympathy.
Oh, yeah?
Something and nothing. She's tetchy because Alistair asked a favour of her, and she thinks... Well, apparently, things have been a bit wobbly at the practice, and with the opening meet of the hunt this Saturday... He wondered if it might be possible for her to remind some of the Hunt members that her husband is a vet. Seems perfectly reasonable to me.
But Julie thinks she can't be seen to be touting for business. And so they had words. You listening to me, Pip? Pip?
Oh, sorry, miles away. Oh, I just had a bit of a run-in with Ed.
I'm sorry to hear that. What was it about?
Oh, it's complicated.
Would it help to talk about it?
Good of Alice to come and apologise.
You think?
I must say, she looked very penitent.
Oh, that was my hangover.
Justin, it's not like you to be unkind.
No, you weren't in the pub last night.
Well, she admitted she was completely out of line.
And I had the distinct impression she only came here this morning because her husband drove her here. I wouldn't be surprised if he shamed her into it. Poor chap, last night he hardly knew where to put himself. Horrible for him to be so embarrassed by his wife.
Well, let's put it behind us, shall we? Coffee?
Are you having one?
Oh, it'll make me late for visiting time, but I'm happy to make one for you.
No, you're not going to the hospital again.
Matt's still unconscious, darling.
Oh, I hoped we might spend the day together.
Doing what?
Well, I thought we might talk about our wedding, actually.
Oh, Justin, Matt needs me.
You said yourself the man's unconscious.
How would it be if he were to come round and find himself surrounded by all those wires and tubes and strangers without a familiar face in sight?
I need you too, Lillian.
Yes, darling, I know, and I'm sorry. I really am. But just at the moment, Matt needs me more.
So let's see if my elderly brain has understood. Some of the heifers are looking rather skinny, and you're worried they've lost too much condition.
A couple of them especially. On condition score, I'd say they were down to 1.5. Only a guess, of course.
And because of this, you'd suggested to David you should be upping the concentrates, but he didn't agree.
Oh, they weren't quite so bad then.
But now some of them are worse.
Yeah, it's all very well running a low-cost system, Gran, but there are times you need to feed more concentrates because you'll get the money back in a decent calf and good lactation.
David must see that.
Well, he does. And at the moment, there's a good case for feeding them all more concentrates to take advantage of the better milk price. And that's what Ed thinks too.
There you are then.
Unfortunately, that'll also delay drying off, which isn't a great idea. Especially for the skinny ones.
Ah.
Plus, if we feed too much now, we'll end up at calving with the cows being too fat, which will be as bad or worse than them being too thin.
So what's the alternative?
Well, I could dry the worst ones off early.
Which would mean you'd lose out on the high milk prices.
But they'd have longer to gain weight, so they'd go into calving in a better condition.
I can see it's not an easy decision. But whatever you decide, Pip, it'll be the right decision. Your parents left you in sole charge for a good reason, because they trust your judgment. So my advice is for you to do the same.
Oh!
Justin, you're punching the coffee machine.
Well, the damn thing's just eaten up all my change.
Well, I thought you didn't like the coffee from there anyway.
Well, that's hardly the point.
I'm happy to pop down to the cafeteria and get you one.
No need. I'll be going down there myself quite soon for lunch. Hopefully with my fiancé. Why are you here, Jennifer?
Mum's birthday dinner. I was hoping to have a word with Lillian.
And of course, to see Lillian, one has to come to the hospital.
Is there any news?
Not as far as I know.
Justin, there's something that I want... Alice, I've heard about last night in the ball.
Oh, you and most of Borsetshire, I imagine.
And it seems she was extremely impolite.
Yes, she was.
Well, as her mother, I'm extremely embarrassed and upset, and I want to say how very sorry I am.
Are you?
Yes. From all accounts, she went rather overboard on the punch last night. That's no excuse.
In vino veritas.
Beg your pardon?
I was annoyed with Alice last night, Jennifer, and insulted, but in truth, I've been allowing Matt Crawford to get under my skin. At first he was merely an irritant, but more recently... Did you know I've done a bit of boxing in my time?
No, I didn't know that.
Well, more than once over the past few weeks, I've longed to find my old gloves and lace them on and do some significant damage.
Well, yes.
So, you see, in a sense, Alice wasn't wrong. When I first heard the news of his accident, I'd be lying if I said I was sorry.
And Ruby's as playful and cheeky as ever. She would all the way through another of Justin's slippers yesterday. She's such a scamp.
She'll do all these naughty things, turn my life completely upside down, but oh, look at that face, and I can't help falling. I took some photos. It was too funny for words. Look, there she is. Butter wouldn't melt. She needs a haircut, really, but with everything. Listen to me, prattling on. Oh, Matt. Can you hear me? I hope you can. I know you won't mind me saying, but you look awful. All those wires all over the place. I hate seeing you like this. Well, you always said life with you would never be dull. Always something going on. Always a drama. That's you, isn't it? Why didn't you just get in that taxi and leave? None of this would have happened if you had. You'd be in some upmarket bar in an exotic place, whiskey in one hand and, I dare say, eyeing up some dolly bird. You've never been one for doing the sensible thing, have you? It's just not you. How could someone just drive off and leave you? I mean, what sort of person would... Now, look, come on, Matt. You've got to come through this. Even if it's just to prove us all wrong. And you can't let whoever did this to you get away with it. Matt? No, Matt! Help me! Help me, someone! Help me!
Pip, lunch is ready.
Oh, could you turn the water off, please, Gran?
That's a very shiny-looking tractor.
Oh, you wouldn't have said that if you'd seen it half an hour ago.
We're so muddy now.
Yeah.
Have you seen Josh?
Only flying past in a blur.
In that new car of his, I suppose.
Yeah, I think they've become biologically attached.
Oh, well. No matter, it's only soup. It can always be reheated. How long are you going to be?
I'll just rewind this hose and be right in.
You look happier than you did earlier.
Yeah, it feels good to have come to a decision.
Oh. Am I allowed to ask what the decision is?
The long-term health of the cows is more important than producing extra milk in the short term. Ed still says I'm mad, but I've made up my mind.
Your mum and dad will be proud of you.
I hope so, Gran.
Hospitals, eh? One goes into a sort of suspended animation. Mm. With the waiting, I mean. Might you be more comfortable, Justin, sitting down?
No, thank you, Jennifer.
Stretches, doesn't it, in hospital time? It marches to a different rhythm from the world outside. I really need to talk to Lillian about Mum. I'm so concerned. I popped in earlier to talk about her birthday and she was having a clear out. Mm. There's boxes and boxes of stuff in the hall. Says she wants the family to go through it all before she sends it off to charity. It's all very disturbing.
That sounds a good idea.
Well, she told me she's been inspired by Kate and her talk of minimalism. But I worry there's more to it than that. She's practically emptied her mantelpiece. There's almost nothing left. And I'm sure in one of those bags that I spotted the dress that she wore when she married Jack Woolley.
Does it still fit her?
And she's given Nolo Tando her record player and every single one of her records.
I don't believe in all the time I've known her I've ever heard her play a record.
But they were there in the cabinet and she loved them. Why is she doing this?
Oh, seems eminently sensible to me.
Or is it because she has mortality on her mind?
Well, don't most of us have that on our mind most of the time?
Yes, maybe.
Oh, Lillian, I was starting to think you'd run away to sea.
Sorry? My goodness. Are you all right?
You're as white as a sheet.
Something happened.
Lillian?
I was by his bedside just talking to him, you know, and suddenly all these alarms went off. I went outside to get help.
Oh, my...
Is he dead?
What was it?
He was biting down on his tube and there were secretions in it or something, the doctor said. It's all double dutch to me.
Oh, dear.
Oh, no, Jenny, not oh, dear. It's a positive sign.
Positive?
It means he's improving. They're planning to take him out of this induced coma.
They're going to wake him up?
Yeah, first thing in the morning. We're going to get him back. Isn't it wonderful?
Yes, Lillian. Wonderful.
Are you going off without saying goodbye?
Ian, I didn't want to wake you.
Oh, why so early?
You're going to freeze out here in your dressing gown. Go inside.
Oh, come on, why not stay half an hour? I'll do some breakfast.
Sorry, no can do.
We've hardly seen each other all week.
I got the agronomist coming and I need to check on the sheep.
Oh, I thought this was a quiet time.
No such thing.
Look, I can quickly scramble some eggs.
I've already had porridge. Catch you later, okay?
Okay, well, let's meet for lunch then.
Not sure how I'm fixed.
Are you avoiding me, Adam?
Why would I be avoiding you?
I don't have the first idea. That's why I'm asking.
No, I'm not avoiding you.
Then surely you can spare an hour for a sandwich in the bowl.
Yes. Yes, of course.
It'd be nice if you could try and sound a wee bit more excited.
Well, I'm sorry, Ian. I've got a lot on my mind.
Like what?
Like not being late for the meeting with the agronomist.
All right. Go on. Off you go. 1 o'clock then.
I look forward to it. You're shivering. Get in the warm.
Okay, I'll see you later.
The bullet one. It's a date.
What? And you won't be late?
I'll have the drinks on the table before you arrive, yeah?
I'll believe that when I see it.
Ian, I should tell you... Mum phoned last night.
Oh. Yeah?
You were still at work.
And?
She was at the hospital yesterday with Lillian.
She's spending a lot of time there. I don't know why Justin puts up with it.
He was at the hospital too.
Yeah, I guess that's the only way he gets to see her.
There's news on Matt.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they're bringing him out of his coma this morning.
Well, that's good.
Is it?
Well, it's better than the alternatives.
Maybe.
Oh, look, you're never still worrying about that row you had with him.
Well...
Oh, come on, for goodness sake, Adam, forget it. The man nearly died. You think he'll even remember the row you had?
The bottle store.
Yeah, Nick put them there. She wasn't keen, but then I gave her money.
She took money to put your cases in the bottle store?
No, not her. No, I put it in a jar. Yeah, she told me to put money in a jar.
The fireworks jar?
Possibly. I can't seem to think straight.
It's the painkillers.
Yeah. I put money in the fireworks jar. And she took my cases and she put them in the bottle store.
But why on earth did you ask her to do that?
Well, I didn't want them in the bar. I wanted them safe.
Okay.
Are they still there?
How should I know, darling?
Well, will you check?
I'm sure there's nothing for you to worry about.
Please, will you go and check for me? I need to know they're there.
You mustn't worry yourself like this. Of course I'll go and check them. Not a problem.
And I want you to bring them to me here.
I'm not sure the hospital will allow suitcases by your bed.
Well, you can't leave them in the pub.
I am sure that they're safe there.
I need to know they're being looked after.
Matt, relax. When I leave here, I'll go straight to the bull and I'll find your suitcases and I'll take them to my car and I'll lock them in the boot. How's that?
You go directly to the bull.
Yes, darling.
And you'll come straight back here. And tell me you've got them.
If that's what you want.
Yeah.
Don't worry, I will find them for you.
Morning.
Harrison, hello.
The ward sister said you're happy to talk to us, Mr. Crawford.
I didn't say happy.
Do you have a couple of minutes?
Well, I'm not going anywhere. What do you want to talk to me about?
The collision. This is my colleague, PC.
Lillian, so you'll do that thing. For me?
Yes, darling.
You do it now?
Yeah, I'm already on my way.
And you come straight back?
I said so, didn't I? Now, stop worrying.
Okay.
Bye, Harrison.
Yeah, bye. Oh, I'm so sorry about what happened, Mr. Crawford.
What's with this, Mr. Crawford? You know my name.
We were wondering if we could ask you a few questions.
You can ask whatever you like, but I'm telling you now. I can't remember a thing after I left the ball.
You were knocked over on the road between the village and the Grey Gables Hotel.
Yeah, so they say.
Can you tell us why you were walking along that road?
Does it matter?
Why? Might be useful.
Yeah, well, I can't remember.
What were the conditions like at the time?
Conditions?
The weather.
Search me.
Were wet underfoot?
I don't know.
And the sky, was it cloudy?
I don't remember.
Any light from the moon?
How many more times? I don't have a clue.
Well, even the smallest thing might help in our inquiries.
Inquiries? What inquiries? It was an accident. There's no need for inquiries. I don't want to get involved and I don't want to press charges, so come put your pencil away and leave me.
In most cases, charging is not down to the police or you. We do what we can to find out what happened, and the Crown Prosecution Service make charging decisions.
Look, it happened, it's done, it's over. I just want to forget about it. Now, will you please go away and leave me alone?
These are the ones?
I don't really know, Kenton.
Well, they're the only cases I could see in the bottle store.
Well, then I imagine they are the ones. Thanks so very much. Here, let me help.
Oh, no, Lillian, they're heavy. Best leave them to me. Oh, God. What has he got in here?
I've no idea.
Oh, well, this one's not so bad.
Oh, thank you.
Oh. Well, I'm glad he's come round.
Yeah, it's been quite a week.
You've been spending a fair bit of time in the hospital.
If not me, then who?
Yeah, I know. History counts for a lot.
And there's nothing like a brush with death to help put things in perspective. Anyway, thanks again, Kenton.
Well, give him my best, won't you?
I will.
Was that Lillian?
Yeah, she was picking up some stuff Matt left here last Sunday.
Oh, did she say how he is?
A bit wobbly in the memory department, I think. You coming in?
Yeah. I'm meeting Adam.
Oh, he's already here.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, last seen nursing a half of Shires for you.
Ian, where have you been?
Told you he was waiting.
I'm exactly on time.
So, what can I get you chaps to eat?
Just a sandwich for me, a BLT, I think.
Yeah, I have the same.
Right, you are? I'll let Wayne know.
Lillian tell you any more about Matt while you were outside?
Well, nothing she didn't say in here.
I wonder if he saw who was behind the wheel.
Justin was here that night, actually.
Yeah, but he was at the Hunt Ball.
No, came in all togged up in his dicky bow.
Why did he come here?
Well, he was looking for Matt. Oh, when I say looking, he was pretty fired up.
Really?
Yeah, only Matt had left by then, so... Oh, yes, mate. What can I get you?
I was talking to Justin, actually. About Matt. At the ball.
What? Did you tell him about Matt asking Lillian to go away with him?
No, but I hate being part of that man's deceptions.
Does Lillian know you said something?
Look, no, I've told you. It's something they've got to sort out between themselves.
So why did you interfere?
Look, anyway, Justin left soon after with a face like thunder. I assumed he'd gone home, but it sounds like he came here.
Yeah, so Kenton reckons, and in a temper.
You don't think it might have been him who hit Matt?
What? You mean deliberately? Surely not.
Had they been opened?
Why are you so worried about these cases?
Did they still have their padlocks?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, did they or didn't they? Yes or no?
Yes, they did.
And they're safely locked away now in the boot of your car?
What's inside these cases for you to be so concerned?
Oh, let's see. Underwear, socks, shirts, a couple of woolly jumpers.
Woolly jumpers?
Basically, my whole life.
Well, rest easy, Matt. Your whole life is now completely safe, woolly jumpers and all.
Yeah, there might be an old cardie in there as well.
Oh, Matt, it's wonderful to see you smiling.
Nurse told me you've been here all week.
When they let me, in visiting hours.
Thank you.
No big deal. I had nothing else on.
She said it was a bit iffy for a while.
Yeah. You've been quite poorly. How are you feeling now?
Aching in places I didn't even know existed.
Well, that's probably to be expected.
Apart from that, I'm fine. What do I look like?
You look great.
And now the truth, please.
Well, perhaps leave it a day or two before you ask the nurse for a mirror.
Thank you, Puska.
For being honest?
No, for being here.
I've been so worried about you.
I'm sorry.
The doctor told me to prepare for the worst.
Was really that bad?
Watching you. Lying there, hour after hour. You look so small and vulnerable. I really thought we were going to lose you.
And did that matter to you?
Yeah, Matt. It mattered very much.
I've had enough.
What? You're not going to finish it?
Not hungry.
Mm. I'll have it if you don't want it.
Mm. Go ahead.
It's great to eat something that somebody else has prepared.
Ready for another drink?
What? Another one?
Yeah. What's wrong with that?
Well, you don't usually drink at lunchtime.
Well, today I am.
What, 3 pints?
Who's counting? How about you?
No, I'm fine with this, thanks.
Lightweight. Another pint of shies, please, Jolene.
So, you've been up at the hospital this morning?
Oh, yeah. Busy shift. Oh, I'm glad to knock off now, though.
Want to hear that Matt's awake now? Any news about what happened to him?
Kenton.
Sorry.
I heard Matt was in here the night of his accident. On the whiskies.
Who told you that?
Well, Nick was talking to Emma, who was talking to Fallon.
Who'd live in a village?
Yeah. What sort of state was he in?
An inebriated state.
Well, happy, sad, angry, depressed?
All of them. He was drunk.
But mostly?
Well, mostly I'd say he was impatient.
Really?
Yeah, he was booked onto a flight and he was impatient to be gone.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And when the taxi driver got here and found Matt had gone, there was some effing and blinding.
Really?
Yeah. There was plenty of high emotion in here Sunday evening.
From the driver?
Yeah, that's right. The taxi driver.
Why am I getting the feeling there's something you're not telling me?
I'm not sure what you mean, Harrison.
Oh, Kenton, please, it's me. We both know Matt's not the most popular person in the village. He's got his enemies round here.
You're not wrong.
And was one of these enemies in here on Sunday night?
Well, enemy is a very strong word.
Matt Crawford was knocked down and left in a ditch to die.
Yeah, the driver won't have seen him, not on that bend.
You're probably right.
No, I'm sure of it.
But if it wasn't an accident, and if you know something that might be relevant...
Okay. It's probably nothing.
Go on.
Well, the other night, after Matt left, someone came in here looking for him. Let's just say he wasn't wanting to find him simply to wish him bon voyage.
I see.
Mm.
And who was this person?
Justin Elliott.
You not sleep?
Oh, sorry, Ian. Did I wake you? Would you like some cocoa?
No, I'm fine, thanks.
No trouble to do some more milk.
Is there something on your mind?
No, I'm fine. Please, get back to bed.
You having a long, dark night of the soul?
I couldn't sleep, that's all.
Are things okay at the farm?
Think so.
Any problems with Brian?
No more than the usual.
Oh, how did it go with the agronomist yesterday?
Fine.
Okay, so if it's not work...
It works fine.
...then it's got to be something to do with home?
It's just something that happens sometimes, middle of the night. You wake up, start obsessing about something. Something quite trivial. But you just can't let it go. It keeps circling around your brain like a plane circling an airport.
So, I mean, this thing you've been obsessing about?
Oh, it's not important.
Is it about the baby?
The baby?
Are you changing your mind?
No.
Look at me, Adam.
Oh, we've been over this so many times, over and over.
If you're having second
I'm
thoughts...
I'm not having second thoughts.
You mustn't bottle things up.
Ian, trust me, I want to be a dad.
Then what's keeping you up?
Nothing.
Talk to me, Adam.
Okay. Last week.
Yes, last week.
I realised I'm 50 years old.
What?
Half a century, Ian.
Yeah, I'm not far behind you.
Exactly.
Are you lying awake at night worrying about the dates on our birth certificates?
I'm thinking of the baby. when it's growing up. We're already old enough to be granddads. If we leave it much longer, if things, for any reason, don't work out with Karina and we have to start again, try to find somebody else, at what point does it start to be unfair on the child?
Okay, I get it. You are changing your mind.
No, quite the reverse. It's just, if anything were to jeopardise our chance of finding a surrogate mum...
Adam, it's late and you're tired.
I know.
Believe me, nothing's going to stop us finding a mother for our child. There's no reason why we won't make the best fathers ever. There's no reason at all.
Oh, hello there.
Oh, Harrison, good afternoon.
Luncheon alone?
Yes. Lillian's engaged elsewhere. This smoked salmon quiche is absolutely delicious.
Oh, well, you should tell Fallon.
Already have. Not in uniform today?
No, day off.
And a very dismal day you have for it.
This drizzle, eh?
November. Dreariest month of the year.
February's worse.
I'll take Ruby for her afternoon walk, and then I think I'll light a fire, close the curtains. What have you got there?
Macaroni cheese.
Mustn't let it get cold.
May I join you?
Of course. Let me sit down. I wouldn't mind a bit of company. Take my mind off this ghastly day.
Lexi, why are you here?
I'm supposed to be meeting Ian about the menus for next week.
At lunchtime?
His idea, not mine.
So where is he?
Good question.
Have you had anything to eat?
Not yet.
Well, you could share me cheese and pickle sandwich.
I will wait for Ian.
Oh, how did the decorating go last night?
I painted the ceiling.
What, on your own?
This evening we are doing the walls. And if we have time, we will start on the woodwork.
Well, hey! Friday night, party night.
You would rather go out?
No.
Dancing, maybe?
Definitely not.
Or maybe sit in front of the TV with a curry and a lager?
Well, yeah. Curry sounds nice.
Decorating my room was your idea.
Yeah, I could bring you around to takeaway.
Ian! Hi.
Lexi, what can I do for you?
We were going to meet.
When?
Now. About the menus for next week.
Oh, right. Yeah, that's right, we were.
Well, I'll leave you to it.
Thanks.
Lamb korma, tandoori chicken?
Both. And poppadoms?
You got it.
And pilau rice?
About 7.
Perfect.
Right. Well, I'm off to have a sandwich while I watch kids key in posh cars.
I thought you liked sitting in front of a TV screen.
Yeah, very funny. Bye, Ian.
And garlic naan!
What was that about kids and posh cars?
Yeah, he has to check the CCTV.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Lexi. I completely forgot about our meeting.
Your hair is wet.
Yeah, it was just outside. It's fine. But I haven't started on the menus, I'm afraid.
Okay.
Well, can we rearrange?
Or we could just chat through some ideas.
What, now?
If that is all right with you.
Actually, I have to make a phone call.
What about the menu?
Can I catch you later?
That was superb.
Fallon's got an upside-down pineapple cake, if you're interested in dessert.
Oh, pineapple upside-down cake? My mother used to make that on special occasions back at... Well, a good few years before you were born.
I tested her of the prototype last night.
Good?
Excellent.
Well, perhaps I might take a slice home for Lillian.
Where did you say she is today?
I didn't.
Oh, my mistake.
The hospital.
Oh. I didn't realise she and Matt were still so close.
They're not. He still had her down as his next of kin, and Lillian's been taking the responsibility very seriously.
Right. Still, he's on the mend now.
So she tells me.
Oh, it's a terrible thing, his accident.
Yes.
It's that bend. Well, look, we haven't had a problem there before.
The driver was speeding, I suppose?
Yeah, far as I know. The reports haven't come through yet.
Either that or he was over the limit.
You were in the ball yourself last Sunday evening.
Yes, I was.
He left the hump ball.
I did.
I understand you were looking for Matt.
Was I?
Why were you looking for him?
Well, if you must know, I'd just been told he was intending to leave the country and there was something I wanted to clear up with him. Oh. Unfinished business.
Ah, of an emotional nature.
I beg your pardon?
Well, Matt Crawford's been behaving very badly. People in the village have noticed.
I dare say they have.
It's been getting to you, has it?
Now, look, Harrison, may I ask you a question?
Yeah, go ahead.
Is this an official interrogation?
Oh,
Of course not.
Only I'm beginning to wonder if I should call my solicitor.
Oh, sorry, I meant no offence.
Good. None taken. Now, if you'll excuse me...
Yes, Ian?
I've been calling you for ages. Why did you not pick up?
I didn't hear the phone. I'm taking silage up to the ewes.
All right.
So what can I help you with?
Well, I was just thinking about this evening. Maybe I could cook for us at home.
Nice idea, but there's an NFU meeting.
On a Friday?
A social.
Well, can you not give it a miss?
I missed the last one.
Look, when are we actually going to spend some time together, Adam?
Tomorrow night?
Yeah, I'm working.
Sunday?
Have you looked at the calendar?
You can't be working all weekend.
Is an NFU social more important than you and me?
Of course not, but I said...
Look, I think we need to talk. There's obviously something troubling you.
For goodness sake, Ian.
What?
On and on, all the time. What's the matter? Let's talk. How many more times? There's nothing the matter with me. There's nothing for us to talk about. You're being hysterical.
Me?
We'll have to pick this up another time.
You're the one who's obsessing about getting old and losing Karina.
I've got a field full of hungry sheep waiting on this load.
Why are you so worried?
Please, Ian, can't you change the record?
What?
For the final time, I'm not worried. I'm not hiding anything from you. I'm not keeping any secrets. I just want you to give me the time and space to get on with my job. Is that really too much to ask?
Okay, Adam. You, enjoy your NFU social.
Ian. Ian?
Ian.
It's open. Oh, that smells good.
It looks all right.
I'm not sure about the colour. Is it too green?
No, I think it's great. Shall we eat?
Oh, I put out plates and cutlery. Can you see on the chest of drawers? Mm. And my new tablecloth.
Well, I'll lay it all out and then we can help ourselves.
I can't see the poppadoms.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, it doesn't matter.
Well, you love poppadoms. I'll go back.
All the way to Borchester?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Stop saying you're sorry.
I'm Rem of the pilau rice.
Thank you.
I'm a garlic naan, and oh, and I got an onion bhaji.
Then all is forgiven. Look, it's a feast.
Well, help yourself.
Are you not having any?
Later.
No. If you do not eat, I cannot eat.
Oh, I'm sorry.
What is it?
I've done something, Lexi. I shouldn't have done it, probably, but I need to try and decide.
Decide what?
No. It's not fair to involve you.
Roy.
I don't know what to do for the best.
About what?
Okay. So, you know the CCTV? You know, the problems we've been having with kids?
Yes, you are going to check it this afternoon.
It's almost certainly against the law, downloading footage onto me phone.
And?
I couldn't believe it at first, what I was seeing. So I wanted to take it away and have a closer look.
What were you seeing? Show me.
I don't want you to be involved.
Oh, please show me.
It would be good to have someone else glance at it. It could be I'm seeing things that aren't there.
Okay.
So, this video...
The Grey Gables car park?
Yeah, it was taken last Wednesday.
Yes, I can see the time code.
Well, who would you say that man is, getting out the car?
Isn't that the guest who has been in the Buckingham suite? The one who was knocked down in the car accident?
Yes, yeah, Matt Crawford.
Ah, yes, Mr. Crawford.
Yeah. Well, and this man, approaching him?
Easy. That's Adam.
You sure?
They seem to be having an argument. A big argument. Oi, oi, Adam is angry.
You want to see what happens in a minute. Hang on. If I fast forward here.
Adam is grabbing him. Yeah. Wait, why are you pausing it?
I can't get my head around what happens next.
Show me.
Okay.
Oh my. Did Adam just punch him?
Yeah. Oh,
he's knocked down that old man.
What do I do, Lexi? Do I destroy it? Do I pretend I haven't seen it? Or do I take it to the police?
This is the BBC.
You can listen to audio highlights and actor interviews at bbc.co.uk/archers.